Hey, football fans, I'm Gene Knight, and this is Friday Night's Losers. Each week, I'll pick the losers in games that can be heard on the OTS Sports Network, as well as select games from across the state of South Carolina. I'm assisted by my loser-picking machine, J5V. Hey, J5V, it's Friday the 13th edition of Friday Night's Losers. What's Jason Voorhees' favorite song?
Jason who?
Taking Care of Business. You know, Stephen Stone should use that this week on his Stone Man Dance Party show. All right, let's start picking some Friday. The 13th, Night's Losers.
Manning versus Dillon.
The Monarchs and the Wildcats have played 25 times since 1938. Dillon has 22 wins in this series, and the last time Manning won was 1998. The Highway 9 Pumas travel south down I-95 and get big plays in the second half to claw out a win over the Kings of Clarendon County in their castle. Friday, Night's loser, the Manning Monarchs.
Walhalla versus West Oak.
Walhalla and West Oak have battled each other since 1982, and the Razorbacks have a 36-21 advantage. Plus, the Razorbacks have won 7 in a row. The Treetown Commandos build a first-half lead, and the Purple Pigs from Hog Waller can't catch them. Friday, Night's loser, the Walhalla Razorbacks.
Sumter versus Carolina Forest.
The Panthers and the Gamecocks have been playing each other since 2008. Sumter leads this series with 13 wins to Carolina Forest, 1 win. This is Friday the 13th, and that means something. The Big Black Cats from the Grand Strand make some plays in the second half and scratch out a win over the Kickin' Chickens at the Air Force Base. Friday, Night's loser, the Sumter High Gamecocks.
Cane Bay versus Goose Creek.
The Cobras and the Gators have met 12 times since 2010, and Goose Creek has won 9 games, including 4 straight. Defense wins close games, and Cane Bay plays defense. The Somerville Snakes strike the Duck Ditch Lizards in every quarter and win a close one. Friday, Night's loser, the Goose Creek Gators.
Liberty versus 96.
The Red Devils and Wildcats have been playing each other off and on since 1943. 96 has won 12 out of the 14 games, including the last 4 in a row. Make it 5. The Number Town Pumas snuff out the freedom-loving Little Red Hots in a big region win. Friday, Night's loser, the Liberty Red Devils.
Hampton County versus Woodland.
The Hurricanes have won 8 of the last 11 meetings with the Wolverines, including 3 out of the 4. The St. George souped-up Weasels show their fangs in the third quarter and reduce the Varnville Typhoon to an autumn breeze and remain undefeated. Friday, Night's loser, the Hampton County Hurricane.
Lawrence versus Wade Hampton.
Lawrence and Wade Hampton's history goes all the way back to 1960. The Raiders hold a 22-3 advantage over the Generals. The last time the Generals won was in 1985. The Big Green Paladins swing their swords and chop off the heads of the Paris Mountain Commanders at District 55 Stadium. Friday, Night's loser, the Wade Hampton Generals.
Clover versus Blythewood.
The Blue Eagles and Bengals have only met 3 times, and Blythewood has won 2 of the contests. Blythewood is smarting after losing to NAFO last week. James Martin, albino Asian carnivores can't escape Perry Woolbright's big blue raptors in the Clover Patch. War damn eagle. Friday, Night's loser, the Blythewood Bengals.
Spring Valley versus Fort Mill.
The Vikings own this series with 5 straight wins since they first played the Yellow Jackets in 2002. That changes this week. Rob McNeely's sting swarms all over the green Norse River Pirates in Harry Perrone Stadium. Friday, Night's loser, the Spring Valley Vikings.
Lancaster versus Catawba Ridge.
The Bruins have never beaten the Copperheads in the 3 games played between these 2 teams. And sometimes things change. After all, it's Friday the 13th. The Big Blue Dancing Bars do the Red Rose Stomp all over the Red Wigglers. Friday, Night's loser, the Catawba Ridge Copperheads.
Indian Land versus South Point.
Indian Land in five games has never beaten South Point, and I don't think things are going to change this year. The Red Chargers come out with their heels clicking high in the second half and run away from the Catawba Braves on the real reservation. Friday, night's loser, the Indian Land Warriors.
Rock Hill versus Nation Ford.
The Falcons and Bearcats have met 13 times since 2008. Rock Hill's won 8 of the games, including 3 of the last 4. The Football City USA Top Cats put together 4 rock-solid quarters and plucked the feathers of the Blackbirds for homecoming. Friday, night's loser, the Nation Ford Falcons.
York versus Northwestern.
York and Northwestern have been playing each other since 1972, and the Trojans hold a clear 24-8 advantage. This is a big one in this region. The Purple Warriors march north to the White Rose City and lay siege. The Silver Mountain Lions get slain in their own den. Friday, night's loser, the York High Cougars. That's all the time we have this week. Remember, whether you're a winner or a loser, always be a good sport wherever you are and take a little time out to support teams in your area. But always be true to your school. Goodbye from Football City, USA.
Push it back, way back.
On Friday, we'll be jacked up on the football game and I'll be ready to fight. We're gonna smash it now. My girl will be working on her pom-poms now and she'll be yelling tonight. So be true.